Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root is with you, and the disconnect between the media, the politicians on one side, and the people on the other is so huge, it's like the width of the Grand Canyon. You know, there isn't one person in the media besides Wayne Root, and I saw one article by Clay Travis. And that's it, defending John Gruden. But I wrote an article, I read it on this show yesterday, defending John Gruden. And it came out today at the Gateway Pundit and at my website, rootforamerica.com. And I looked at the comments. I haven't looked in the last 2 hours, I must admit. I'm sure they came back with some liberals got involved and some little gremlins who go online and just try and, you know, say the opposite of whatever I say. But at the point it had been out for about 2 hours, my column about John Gruden, which said he should not have been fired, this whole thing's a travesty, the exact opposite that everybody in the news media is saying, you know, it was just so natural to them. Of course he had to be fired. He said something negative about gays. He had to be fired. Said something negative about blacks. Had to be fired. Emails from 10 years ago, private emails that no one had any right to ever see, that no one had any right to ever release, that have nothing to do with your ability to coach on a football field. And interestingly enough, the one that they call racist, I don't believe was racist at all. I don't believe he has a racist bone in his body. And the one that was the ones that were supposedly anti-gay, we're not anti-gay. It's like when a black person uses the N-word to another black person. Is that racist? I know they don't think so. I've never seen a black person in trouble yet for using the N-word against another black person. It's only bad and racist if you use it against a black person and you're white. So if you're not, if you're using a gay slur against a straight person, then it's not homophobic. There's nothing bad about it. He didn't call gay people a bad name. He called the NFL commissioner a bad name. He called Joe Biden a bad name. So the whole thing is ridiculous. I'm going to read you my commentary again momentarily. But the important thing is that I went to the website that it came out on today, Gateway Pundit, and I decided to look at all the comments. There were over 200 at the point I looked. And all 200 were pro my opinion. All 200, not half of them, not three quarters of them, not 90% of them. Every single person there is on my side that John Gruden should not have been fired. And then my column came out at my website, rootforamerica.com, and people on my mailing list started weighing in. And so far I've gotten 45 responses from my fans, and all 45 are on my side. So between the comments at the Gateway Pundit and my website, that's 245-0. In favor of my opinion and in favor of John Gruden, that he should not have been fired. And that's so representative of what's going on in every issue in America today, whether it's open borders, whether it's Green New Deal, whether it's climate change, whether it's critical race theory. The people of America are with me and Donald Trump and John Gruden and people like us. And the people of America who aren't, the minority that aren't with us, don't matter. They're not going to vote for you anyway. So why would any Republican politician care? Why does any smart politician give a damn? You're not getting their votes anyway. Why would Mark Davis care? The people who hate John Gruden because of four cherry-picked emails out of hundreds of thousands that never should have been released are never going to... But I was looking at all the responses trying to figure out who they were. They were all the same people that I say are the typical football fan. Male, middle class, white, Trump voter, macho, love football. If you don't love violence and you've never played football, you're probably not going to watch football. You're certainly not going to be one of the top customers. You're not going to live and die football. You're not going to buy tickets to games. You're not going to buy the DirecTV package. You're not going to bet on football games, which creates a multi-billion dollar economy all by itself. All the people that do that are macho, male, white, middle-class Americans who voted for Trump. That's the NFL's core audience, but they don't even know it. They're so dumb. And it's the same thing with this story in Virginia where the guy's daughter was raped in the women's room, the girls' room, by a guy wearing a dress because they love transsexuals so much in the school district in Loudoun County, Virginia. And the whole nation has weighed in. They don't want critical race theory. They don't want transsexual bathrooms. They don't want transsexuals in the military. They don't want this obsession with transsexuals. No one can understand this stuff. No one wants men in a women's room. No one wants men in a women's locker room. No one wants their daughter around a guy who thinks he's a girl. No one wants men competing in women's events. This is all against the people. The people are on one side, all of them. I mean, you know, a huge majority are on one side. And on the other side are all the quote-unquote experts, scientists, doctors. You know, same thing with the vaccine mandate. Politicians, media, all the experts are on one side, all the people are on the other. And the people may not have Ivy League degrees, but they have common sense. And I'm one of the few people in America who has an Ivy League degree that has common sense. Because I'm always going to be a son of a butcher. I'm never going to be a Columbia University graduate. I'm always going to be number one, first and foremost, a son of a butcher. And I think like my dad. And I've got common sense. And I know what my dad would have said about John Gruden. He would have said, why would you fire him? Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me. Don't worry about what a man says. Worry about what a man does. The shameful public lynching of John Gruden. The NFL has betrayed us again. This is my column. With the god-awful firing and public lynching of Las Vegas Raiders coach John Gruden. But why should the way the NFL treated Gruden surprise anyone? After all, the NFL is always wrong about everything. It's clear the NFL's whole goal in life is to throw their own customers under the bus while courting people who have never watched NFL football and never will. Remember the recent TV ads reporting the NFL's gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual? Really? Is that who sits in the stands? Is that who lives and dies with NFL football? Is that who bets on the games? No! The people who love football, who live and die with NFL football, are overwhelmingly just like me. And we're just like John Gruden. We're rough and tough and macho and disciplined and take no crap. Patriotic, primarily white, male, middle class, Trump voters. There I said it. Like it or not, that's the raw truth. The NFL's main customer base is Trump voters. One other thing NFL fans have in common, we believe actions speak far louder than words. We believe sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can never hurt you. We watch what a man does, not what he says. We don't hide in safe spaces over words. Hey, NFL, want to know what your customers think? Your own customers? We don't care what John Gruden said in private emails from 10 years ago. This was a witch hunt. This was a shameful public lynching of a Super Bowl winning coach. Someone had it out for John Gruden. They wanted to ruin his life. They wanted to end his career. And my educated guess is the guilty party is the pathetic, bleeding heart liberal commissioner who was filled with rage when he found out Gruden called him a pussy cat without the cat. John Gruden made a big mistake. There's no question about it. He should have sat down with the team's owner and said, hell no, I won't resign over words in a private email from a decade ago. I'm coming out of the closet. I self-identify as Hillary Clinton. That would have done it. Those are the magic words, John. I am Hillary Clinton. I am a woman. Hear me roar. End of witch hunt. Right there, on the spot, instantaneous. You'd have been celebrated the next day for being the first openly transsexual coach. They'd have thrown you a ticker tape parade down the Vegas Strip. ESPN would have awarded you an ESPY award for courage. And the Raiders would have built you your own bathroom. And as a bonus, the NFL would have erased your emails. No one would have ever seen them. Hillary erased 33,000 emails upon getting a subpoena from Congress. and not a word ever leaked from any of Hillary's 33,000 emails, even though you and I both know those emails were filled with all kinds of damaging information and all kinds of criminal acts by Hillary, which is why she erased 33,000 emails. Duh! Are you a dummy? The media blacked out the story, and nothing ever leaked. See, John Gruden, you just needed to become a liberal woman, and this all would have gone away. Here's how the NFL's most loyal customers really think. If we're now firing coaches for words in private emails, let's investigate everyone. We demand NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell release all his emails for the past 10 years. You think the commissioner never uttered a shocking, offending, or insulting word about owners or players or fans? How about Trump voters? You don't think he said anything bad about Trump voters? We demand every NFL owner release their emails for the past 10 years. I can't wait to see what the owners said about their own players in private conversations. We demand every NFL player release your texts from just the past week. Want to bet they used all the exact same offensive language as John Gruden and much worse? Want to bet black players use racist terms and hate speech towards white players, coaches, and owners in their texts? I can't wait to see those texts. I'm betting 1 week of the players' texts would be enough to close down the entire league. You really want to fire coaches based on words? Have you ever heard the filthy, vile, vulgar, racist, sexist language of rappers hired by the NFL to perform at Super Bowl halftime shows? And then there's the NFL players who commit acts of brutality, assault, violence upon women, and are allowed back onto the field. Look up Richard Sherman. He's playing right now for the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But John Gruden had to go over words from private emails from 10 years ago? Are you kidding? This was a shameful public lynching of John Gruden. It's time to look at the emails and texts of everyone in the NFL, especially the players. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. There's my commentary that so far the response has been overwhelming. Everyone is on my team, except for the big shots in the media and the politicians.
My feet hurt. But when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1 year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. By the way, this is, I keep saying, the pandemic of the vaccinated. It's not the pandemic of the unvaccinated. It's the pandemic of the vaccinated. Here's the news that we were talking about with Christina Leyla in the last hour, if you were listening. Headline at Gateway Pundit, Taiwan is reporting more deaths from the vaccination than from COVID. So it's not even a pandemic of people who've been vaccinated and they're dying of COVID. It's a pandemic of people who are dying from the vaccine. According to NTD News, there are now 865 deaths linked to COVID vaccines in Taiwan and 845 deaths linked to the virus. More people have died from the vaccine than from the virus itself. This is from Taiwan's health authorities. And, of course, in the United States, you've got to assume, based on what you're hearing from the CDC and from Fauci and from Biden and from all the liars in this administration and all the liars in the media, you've just got to assume it's a completely different germ than you find in the entire rest of the world. Because in the rest of the world, the same kind of numbers are popping up everywhere. People are dying from the vaccine, and they're also dying of COVID after getting double vaccinated, far more than unvaccinated, and yet they're going to look you in the face and tell you in America it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. No, it's not. I'll tell you another thing I've figured out, because Colonel Joe, a retired colonel from the United States military, listens to my show and constantly sends me notes, another great guy. I've got so many of them that are great fans and listen to every hour of this show and always comment and provide me good stuff to talk about. And he gave me a great title for a future commentary, and that is, you know, remember defunding the police? Well, the COVID vaccine mandate is defunding Republican voters. That's what the mandate's all about. It's defunding Republican voters. because as they force you to get vaccinated and no one wants to be vaccinated, think of the people that are all quitting and they're losing their incomes. They're all Republicans. You know, every cop, every fireman, paramedics, the nurses who are quitting, which is going to be 30% or more, those are, the ones who got vaccinated, the 70% who got vaccinated of nurses, are all big liberal feminists. And the ones you're quitting are smart conservative Republican nurses. So they're not going to have a job. They're not going to have an income. Their lives are being ruined. They're trying to destroy conservatives. They're trying to destroy the middle class. And now think about airline pilots. They're all ex-military. They flew in the Air Force and Navy Top Gun and places like that. They learned how to fly in the military. They're all big arch patriot conservatives. And they're taking their jobs away and their incomes away. And the truckers are all conservatives. We know that. So, I mean, this is an attempt to defund conservatives. That's what the vaccine mandate is. The military. Everyone in the military is a conservative. Certainly everyone in the military that doesn't want the vaccine is a conservative. Even liberals would have to admit that. They'd have to admit that everybody I'm talking about who doesn't want the vaccine, they disagree, of course, the fact that we don't want the vaccine, and they think it makes us a bunch of hicks and deplorables and this and that. But they do have to admit that almost everyone who doesn't want the vaccine is a conservative. And these are all positions filled with conservatives. Firemen, policemen, prison guards, border guards, military, jet pilots. They're all conservatives. So the most conservative of the conservative are those who don't want the vaccine in those positions, in those fields. And so this is defunding conservatives. They're taking jobs away from all the middle-class conservatives in America. Defunding of conservatives and Christians and patriots. Instead of defunding the police. Quite amazing. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. Speaking of your health, John and Chelsea Jubilee are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration and the results. People lose fat fast. They supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, look and feel years younger, simple and natural without painful exercise. And I was on the program, I've been on the program for 10 months, but I was on it for only 88 days when I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat. Amazing. The difference it made in my face, the difference it made in my stomach, the difference it made in my entire body, amazing. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle, so I was just rock hard. I looked like Popeye the Sailor Man. Now it's been 10 months. It's been another 7 months on the program. Never, ever felt any urge to ever get off the program. I love it. It's going to be my life the rest of my life. And I still look exactly the same, and my weight's exactly the same. I haven't lost back 1 pound. Or I should say, I haven't gained back 1 pound. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or cut to the chase. If you want to lose 25 pounds of inner body fat, you want to look great, feel great, have everyone tell you you look fantastic, you look younger and better than you have in years, just call them right now. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR, get 40% off, energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895. Calls coming up, 833-WAR-TALK. Call in.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An FDA panel is giving the thumbs up to Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 booster shot. The panel unanimously voted to recommend the agency authorize the second dose for adults who have already gotten the first shot. President Biden is pushing his social spending program in Connecticut as Democrats battle over its cost. Speaking at a Hartford, Connecticut child care center, Biden saying his Build Back Better plan will extend the child tax credit at a time when heating oil costs continue to rise. Biden adding these two infrastructure bills in Congress are vital for the United States to compete in the 21st century economy.
They're both bills. They're not about left versus right. They're not about, moderate versus progressive. These bills, in my view, are literally about competitiveness versus complacency.
This is USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
You know, I gotta laugh. Don't you believe that liberals say horrible, liberals say horrible. Public. What do you think they say in private? When you talk about John Gruden's emails, what do you think that liberals say in private about white, middle-class Trump voters? Oh, my God. They called, when you say what John Gruden called people names, why was that different than the names that Hillary and Biden have called conservative middle-class people? Deplorables and, I don't know, Biden had an even worse name than deplorables. I forgot what his name was. Just basically referred to us as the masses of asses, basically. And the reason they got rid of Gruden is because he turns out to be a raving Republican conservative. Raving. An email exchange uncovered during the investigation. Why are only his emails coming out involving Washington football team's workplace misconduct? What's that got to do with him? Nothing. So why would you be allowed to leak these emails? Show former Raiders head coach John Gruden and former Washington football team executive Bruce Allen criticizing Colin Kaepernick. Oh, the NFL. That must be why they fired Gruden. You can't have a white man criticizing black athletes kneeling, basically spitting on the American flag and spitting in the face of the national anthem. You can't have that. God forbid, there's never been any white coach or player who said anything about kneeling other than Drew Brees. And Drew Brees was almost kicked off the New Orleans Saints, one of the great Hall of Fame quarterbacks that's ever lived, number one in 20 categories, number two to Tom Brady, maybe in 20 others. And literally, his teammates almost refused to ever play with him again unless he prostrated himself and apologized and said how terrible it was that he said that. So this is what it's all about. Gruden wrote in his email, they suspend people for taking amino acids, they should cut this F, referring to, of course, Colin Kaepernick and his kneeling for the national anthem. And Allen responded, I've expressed my outrage in all capital letters. And so this is what it really comes down to, is that he's a raving conservative Republican, and he doesn't like people that kneel for the national anthem, and he doesn't like the commissioner of the NFL. And I agree with him on all counts. He doesn't like Joe Biden. I agree with him on all counts. And he talks like a real man, and talking like a real man is not allowed anymore. Everybody's got to be a sissy. Everybody. You got to be not a real man, but rather a little wimp. A little wimp who just, you know, the wind blows and you get scared and you say, oh my God, I'm so scared. Real men aren't wanted in America anymore. You know, Clint Eastwood, Dirty Harry isn't wanted in America anymore. They don't want cops. They want social workers, female social workers to go out in the field without guns and be cops. What a joke. What a joke. Let's take Al in Vegas, because, of course, Vegas is where this all happened. John Gruden. Can you imagine? Vegas is where men used to be men. The men who ran casinos were like mafia men, macho men, and now Vegas is where they fired Gruden. What a joke. Al, in Vegas, it's Wayne Allyn-Root. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Wayne? Hey, thank you for taking my call, brother.
Listen, what's on your mind?
You can hear me okay, right?
Yeah, got you now. Got
Listen,
you loud
well,
clear.
The thing is that, you know, I'm from Vegas. I love your show. You know, I found your show, and I listen to it every night. I love your views, okay? I happen to be Latino, conservative. You know, we're capitalists. We don't believe in any of this China crap, okay? We don't want nothing to do with Cuba, and we want nothing to do with Venezuela. You know, we all love Trump because he gave us a lot of jobs. But what I want to tell you about Gruden, you know, Latinos are voting more conservative now. They're changing their views. And Gruden should have taken it. They should have given him a class where he could have went and got educated about maybe not saying these things in public, maybe how to talk in public. You know, all these people that are beating their wives and beating their kids are still playing. Why is it that Gruden is not? Probably because he's conservative. That's what it is. You know, so if you're conservative, you're an enemy of America. What the heck is that? We got to stop that. That's what I wanted to say.
I very eloquently said, I had a sports podcast this morning, Al, And I've got a sports podcast called Crush House, and you can look it up. It's crushhouse.com, and we have something called Crush House and Crush House Cappers and Crush House Legends. And I had a big debate about the John Gruden situation with Sean Salisbury, NFL quarterback, who was saying that Gruden had to be fired. And I said he could have been suspended for a game or two, and they could have sent him to, what do they call it, management classes. Not anger management, but some sort of brainwashing where they teach you liberal crap. And the sensitivity training, that's the word I'm looking for, sensitivity training. And he would have been back in 2 weeks, and that would have been fine. I wouldn't have had any problem with that. I would have laughed about it, and he would have laughed about it. Who cares? You're just not allowed to be a conservative in print anymore. If any liberal gets a hold of what you wrote, they try and hang you with it and destroy you. You know what Gruden's problem was, Al? He apologized. He never should have apologized. He should have stood his ground like Trump always does. Double down. Don't apologize. Double down. Because they hang you
Absolutely.
Every time when you apologize.
Absolutely.
They hang you.
Absolutely.
And the Hispanic vote.
We've got to speak up for Gruden.
Yeah, I am, but I'm one of the few in the world that has the balls to do that, because I'm still a man with balls. There's not many left anymore, let me tell you. Scary. I'm glad you have them too, Al. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Phone number, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, toll-free everywhere in these United States. So it doesn't cost you a dime to call in. Love to hear your opinion on the John Gruden situation. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And don't think I just want people to call up and agree with me. I hope a liberal calls up and tells me how terrible John Gruden is and wants me to debate them. I'd love to debate you. I've got so much to say on this topic. If you don't like what John Gruden has to say, how come the NFL hires rappers who have the most horrible things to say about women? Most horrible things to say about fellow black people, they call them by the end name. The most horrible thing to say about white people and policemen, they want them dead. How come that's okay? The NFL pays for that at halftime to perform. How about the players? You don't think the players are saying things a lot worse than John Gruden? Come on. By the way, this segment is sponsored by my podcast. I haven't said that in a week because we changed podcast companies. And as of today, the podcast is up for the weekend, the weekly podcast, which all of you like so much. And I've turned it into a video podcast, which hopefully will be up at my website, root4america.com, over the weekend. But I do it on video and audio, the weekly podcast. The one on Fridays about the whole week and the top 10 news stories of the week. And all I can tell you is because we changed podcast companies, at first people weren't getting it in the same places they always got my podcast. As of either today or certainly they've promised me this weekend, drop dead Monday, all my podcasts will be populated on all the places you normally download it: iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And what's the one that you've been putting it on, Chris, that people get it right now in one place? What's that one called again? Spreaker. It's on Spreaker, guarantee you, right now. It's on Spreaker, and the video one should be on Root for America over the weekend, because I just do it with a camera rolling and a videographer there. So, you know, lots of places to find it. But as of Monday, we're right back in all the old places that used to get my podcast. iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play. It's in all those places. Hey. A lot of you, probably the majority, go to iHeart, I would guess.
Wayne?
Yes.
When you go on to Spreaker, all people have to do is in the search engine there, or in the search bar, is type in Wayne Allen Root Raw and Unfiltered. It'll take you to the Raw and Unfiltered podcast page, and you can go at it from there.
And I assume if they just type in Wayne Allen Root, it'll get them
there,
too.
Yeah, but if you want it more specific, it'll get you right to that location.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you, Chris, for that information, that education. What supply chain crisis? I see this headline. What supply chain crisis? Transportation Secretary Buttigieg has been on paid paternity leave since August. Isn't that bizarre? It's just bizarre. Whether it's paternity or maternity, I don't know, you know, in a gay couple, which one is the man and which one's the woman. I have no idea how they handle that. All I know is that here's a guy who took the role of Secretary of Transportation of the United States. And I don't care that he's gay. I care that he's incompetent. And he only got the job because he's gay. He has nothing to do with transportation his whole life. Why is that different than when a political, patronage guy who made donations but knew nothing about FEMA was named the head of FEMA for George Bush's administration, George W. Bush, and then Hurricane Katrina hit, in New Orleans, and it became life or death that you had a competent guy in the role, and he wasn't competent, and Bush made the mistake of complimenting him when in reality he was doing a terrible job with Hurricane Katrina. Not that anyone could have done a good job. It was a terrible once-in-a-lifetime mess, and maybe even the best would have been challenged by it. But that guy, Brownie, was no good, and it ruined the reputation of Bush throughout the whole country, both sides of the aisle. People just didn't trust him anymore, all because of that. Why isn't this the same type of situation? The supply chain of the United States of America for all the goods that matter now and every day and every week and also for Christmas is completely screwed. And the guy in charge got his job because he's gay, and now he's off with his husband taking care of their baby on a three-month leave. I mean, are you as outraged as me? How bizarre. Just let that sink in. Mayor Pete of South Bend. I can't even say it without going how bizarre it is. Mayor Pete of South Bend. Name another mayor of a town that small that's ever been named to a cabinet of a politician, of a president, ever. Let alone something as important as Secretary of Transportation at a time where, in the middle of COVID, transportation is effed, completely screwed. How do you name that guy? And the answer is, he was gay. And that, you know, was a big constituency of the Democrat Party. So they thought they'd make the gay crowd happy. But the question is he competent? I don't care if he's gay or not. I only care if he's competent. And anybody who says, I have a new baby, I'm going to take 3 months off in the middle of a national crisis, can't be Secretary of Transportation, gay or straight. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place. But we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, the mayor of South Bend is such a failure as the transportation secretary that even the gay community is calling him out. Log cabin Republicans blast Mayor Pete. I'll say his name is Boot Edge Edge, something like that, but I've just always struggled with his name. It's such a strange name. I always say Pete Butthead. He went MIA during the supply chain crisis. He's not there. He just said, I have a new baby, and I'm not showing up at work. I've never been so stupid in my life. The largest organization of LGBT conservatives in the United States blasted Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg for being on paid leave to spend time with his husband and their two newborn babies during a supply chain crisis. He's the second openly gay cabinet secretary, but he's the first to fail miserably at his job. Amid an unprecedented supply chain crisis that's ripping apart America's economy, Buttigieg went from MIA, went MIA from the Department of Transportation for 2 months, the log cabin Republican said in a statement. It's clear he doesn't respect the gravity of his job. But even if he'd showed up for work, it wouldn't have made a difference. Buttigieg was and remains completely unqualified to lead the Department of Transportation, was clearly hired by Joe Biden simply because he was gay, and the left prioritizes identity politics and wokeism. Buttigieg has been absent during a months-long cargo ship crisis, contributing to empty store shelves. The cost of moving goods around the country has soared, adding to inflation, setting consumer price records. According to the Labor Department, this is just according to our Labor Department, not according to Wayne Root, not according to Donald Trump. The secretary in July held a roundtable on the issue, and still, the traffic jam due to various factors, insufficient trucking, workers' reluctance to do night shifts, rising import demand, it's all grown worse. If the D.C. media wasn't so in the tank for Joe Biden, this story would have been reported weeks ago, the log cabin Republicans added. Instead, it's alarming that a cabinet secretary in Joe Biden's Washington could leave work for weeks and no one in the Washington press corps notices. This week, after Buttigieg's whereabouts have been questioned during the ongoing crisis, Politico's West Wing playbook confirmed that he was laying low. He's been on paid leave since mid-August to spend time with his husband and their two newborn babies. Does anybody realize how absurd this is? It's absurd. You can't allow a cabinet secretary to take 2 or 3 months off paid while the country goes under and the supply chain is dying. And get this, he was in office for 6 months when he took 2 months off. This is what the gay Republican said. This is what we get when cabinet hires are made according to the woke rules of identity politics. Can you imagine if he wasn't gay, if this was a regular, old-fashioned, straight, white male, and he took off for 2 months after 6 months on the job in the middle of a supply chain tragedy, national emergency, national crisis. Can you imagine if he was a Trump appointee and a white, straight male? The reaction of liberals and the reaction of the liberal media, can you, the mainstream liberal media, can you imagine what they'd be saying? That the one guy who's responsible for the supply chain and transportation is AWOL and clearly doesn't give a crap about his country. Clearly doesn't care about his job. Clearly has no work ethic. Can you imagine if it was a white, straight Republican male? I don't even want to imagine. You know, I saw it with George Bush and Brownie. Great job there, Brownie, with Hurricane Katrina. If you're a Republican and you screw up, it is the nation's number one news story, and you're a bad guy, and your face is in pubs and bars, and they're throwing darts at your face. Michael Brown. I hadn't heard that name in so long. I knew it was Brownie. I knew his last name was Brown. Michael Brown. There you go. Thank you, Chris. Liberty Project, sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm not a big fan of endorsing charities live on the air. I do that very rarely. But this one is so special, I have to. Their wonderful website is called vetsandhorses.com. And it's two of my favorite things. It's veterans, military veterans, and horses, you know, animals in general. Just great stuff. The Liberty Project adopts wild Mustangs from the Bureau of Land Management and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. So it's just a wonderful thing. You're saving a horse's life and keeping a horse safe, protecting a horse, and you're saving a veteran's life who may have PTSD, who may be not making a good transition back to normal life. And here he gets to hang out with horses and calm his nerves and soothe them and soothe his psyche. Everybody wins. And so whether it's the volunteer partner or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. Vetsandhorses.com. Thank you for being Wayne Root's favorite charity. I never got a chance to tell you some of the other big news stories. We'll get to them on Monday. A Seattle school cancels Halloween pumpkin parade because they say it marginalizes students of color. Did you know that Halloween and pumpkins have something to do with black people and people of color? Did you know that? Every time that I carve a pumpkin, I must have hate for black people. Folks, I don't know what to say anymore. These people are mentally ill. They're just mentally ill people. And they're going to ruin everything we've ever built, the greatest country in world history, ever blessed by God. By the way, California bans small off-road gas engines, including lawnmowers and chainsaws. Good luck living in a blue state. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. God bless. Have a nice weekend.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.